Base is accelerating its push to become a full-stack crypto platform, launching a tokenized everything app and preparing for regulated stablecoins. The result? Rising volumes, tighter liquidity concentration, and new risk surfaces. Today, we break down Coinbase's new Base app, the creator narrative versus on-chain reality, RLUSD on L2s, and the market signals builders and treasuries should be watching now. If you're a builder, trader, treasury manager, or working on social payments or DeFi infrastructure around Base, this episode is for you. You're watching Base Digest by Optimism Show, where we track the infrastructure, projects, and creators shaping Base Chain's future. This is not financial advice. Coinbase has officially launched its tokenized everything app on Base, combining social content, trading, payments, and earning into a single product. Stock trading and prediction markets are coming next. The app, first announced in July as a rebrand of Coinbase Wallet, is now live in over 140 countries. It's fully tokenized by design. Users can earn from social activity, trade assets directly from posts, and receive instant payouts with no thresholds. At the core is a For You feed that looks like social media but functions as a marketplace. Built on open protocols like Farcaster and Zora, every post, asset, or interaction can be tokenized and traded. Users can follow top traders, discover trending tokens, and track market data directly in feed. Trading is embedded into discovery. Users can access crypto, ecosystem tokens, tokenized equities, and soon prediction markets, without touching a traditional exchange interface. Earning mechanics include revenue from content interaction, fee sharing when others trade your posts, yield on assets like USDC, messaging, payments, AI agents, games, and DeFi tools all live inside the same surface. This doesn't seem like a creator app, it's a distribution and liquidity app. Social is the funnel, trading is the engine, and tokenization is the glue. Creators benefit only insofar as they generate tradable attention. On the other side, even though Base continues to brand itself as creator first, in practice, direct creator incentives remain limited. Tokens launched or promoted by Base-aligned efforts have largely underperformed, costing users money rather than building durable creator income. This reflects either early experimentation or the limits of corporate-led creator economics. Most growth is driven by speculation. Aerodrome dominates liquidity on Base. Plans to merge Aerodrome and Optimism's Velodrome into a shared Aero umbrella aim to deepen pools and reduce fragmentation, but also centralize governance and counterparty risk. Zora drove a one-day surge of over 51,000 tokens launched on Base. The key primitive isn't creator monetization, it's frictionless token factories tied to social actions, which amplify spam and bot risk. AI-driven launchpads like Virtuals and Clanker accelerate issuance and distribution, increasing velocity while complicating liquidity monitoring and compliance. The current bottom line is that Base is succeeding as a speculative social financial layer, not yet as a creator-aligned economy. This brings us to stablecoins. Ripple plans to deploy RLUSD, a U.S. trust-regulated stablecoin, to Base and Optimism using Wormhole's native token transfers, targeting 2026. RLUSD will exist natively on L2s, improving swap depth, collateral quality, and payments UX. However, Wormhole introduces layered trust assumptions tied to guardians and historical bridge risks. RLUSD reduces reliance on algorithmic or lightly backed stablecoins, but shifts risk toward custody, compliance, and governance. To see the current main movers on Base, let's explore the main market signals impacting Base. Bitcoin volatility has fallen below NVIDIA's, signaling deeper institutional adoption and fewer reflexive liquidity shocks on L2s. ETF flows continue to drive episodic volatility. During risk-off phases, DEX volumes and LP returns on Base compress, making net TVL and stablecoin flows key early indicators. The ETH Base thesis into 2026 supports higher demand for ETH-denominated collateral and derivatives, benefiting Base if liquidity is positioned correctly. Large token raises tied to Coinbase activity suggest fresh capital entering the ecosystem. Base is moving fast, but the signal is clear. Coinbase is building a consumer execution layer where social attention converts directly into trading and payments. Creators are adjacent beneficiaries, not the core economic driver. Builders should model trust assumptions, plan for liquidity concentration, and build moderation in early. Traders and treasuries should monitor inflows, diversify exposure, and prepare for regulated stablecoins. If you found this useful, subscribe to The Optimism Show and follow along for weekly coverage of how the Superchain and its member chains are actually evolving. Thanks for watching. I'll see you in the next one.